Hiking. Stargazing.
Kayaking.
Fishing.
Adventure.
Adventure. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures
Podcast.
Hey guys, this is Chris, and this is my lovely wife, Brittany.
Hello.
We take our girls, Amelia and Daphne, on adventures through the U.S. National Parks, Texas State Parks, or anywhere Brittany, mostly Brittany, and I think would be fun. This podcast is about the lessons we learned during our experiences and our plans for future trips. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures Podcast. Woo! We're back after like a 3-week hiatus. 2-week hiatus, something like that.
Yeah.
So, did y'all enjoy my fake woo? Like I'm a fake audience. Woo. Of course you did, because I can see it in your face. So, Let's start off with our adventure feature of the week. My lord. So,
I just feel like last time I did a lot of talking, and I know I'm going to do a lot of talking on the feature discussion, so I was just letting you kind of have some stuff. But, so we decided to talk about our Coleman camping stove. In our adventure feature of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Get it, baby.
Dig it.
Because it's just kind of really handy. It's been a really great thing. We were actually just outside in the garage today organizing our equipment. Mm-hmm. And just looking at it, it's compact, but it works. It just uses the little, the small little canisters. Mm-hmm. It's just super convenient. You can get it at Academy, you can get it at Bass Pro, but you can also just get it at Walmart, which is where I'm pretty sure we got it, or ordered off Amazon, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just super convenient, super easy to use, and I definitely highly recommend making the investment, because it's not very expensive, and it's definitely worth every penny, because it has been super helpful and made cooking easier and more enjoyable. And faster, because I had a friend the other day that's going camping with us this weekend, and she was like, "Oh, are we gonna cook on
the fire?"
And I was like, "No, we prefer to cook our food quickly so we can sit around and enjoy the fire."
Yeah.
And she's like, "No, that sounds great to me." And so that's
the Coleman stove does the job.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. We've done it where we have cooked in Dutch ovens.
Long time ago,
and I've done it where you cook over the fire.
We did that once, but we ended up getting in a big fight about it, and so that's why, because we got angry.
Yeah,
and so that's when we decided no more cooking
on the fire.
Yeah,
it's just faster. You don't have to. It's not as rugged as you want to do, but we're feeding children or each other. It's just better to have something quick and done. And we've talked about that several times about our recipes being quick and simple and easy to do. So the Coleman stove just kind of rounds it out.
Yeah, it just makes it just easier.
We also have to find, I think it's a Coleman cook set, isn't it?
I don't know.
Walmart. It would be Coleman probably then.
Mm.
That's their brand. So, let's do the joke. Both the girls were asleep, so I'll do the joke. This is the joke that Daphne did this morning at school in front of her whole class.
No, in front of the whole school.
At morning meeting.
Get it right, Daphne.
I somehow knew that Daphne was going to be the one that did the joke. That just makes sense. And I asked her if she was going to do it again, and she said, uh-huh. So they'll probably do the same joke tomorrow because she's done the same Bible verse for the last, 4 weeks at church, but at least she's trying.
I'd rather her go up there and...
All right, let's do the joke.
Sorry.
So, all right, what did the sick pony say to the doctor?
I don't know. What did it say, Chris?
I'm a little horse.
Okay, that is really funny.
Get it? Because it's a small
horse. I showed you how tired I am.
Not that funny. All right.
I'm so tired.
Okay, so our trivia last week
was, where's the most expensive campground in the world? And it is Glastonbury Festival in England, because it's £1,000 a night, which equals $1,230 here in
American.
The big USA.
American.
Mark, baby.
So our trivia for this week
is, what is said to be the prettiest national park? Do you know? Did you see me writing it?
I don't know. And I don't want to look. I'm going to make my guesses. For me, I would say Yellowstone. That's just me. I know it's a lot of people go and they see mud pits and they see water. But I think it's Yellowstone. Or in the east, it's probably Acadia National Park.
So actually, Yellowstone is number three. We have been to two of the top three.
Okay.
Yellowstone is number three. Great Smokies was number two. And I would not have guessed number one, but I was surprised. So, no.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, so,
Four different websites said that.
Interesting. So. Interesting. We'll have to make sure we go there.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna talk about our plans for our next trip, which is this weekend in 2 days. Whoa!
So not ready for it.
So excited. I am ready.
I have a PTO meeting tomorrow, and we're doing a chocolate fundraiser, and so I have, like, a crap ton of work, and so I'm not prepared. I should have done a lot more packing today.
It's okay.
I'm about to. Luckily, I kind of have this down to a science, and so it doesn't take, but, like,
it's you always do that, though. You always say, I haven't done enough, and then you go up, and you're like, it didn't take me that long to pack them, actually.
Yeah. And I'm going to do Instacart.
For food.
Oh, that needs to be our campaign about our adventure feature of the week next time.
Add that on there right now so you don't forget.
Yeah. And I'm going to Instacart everything. I'll tell y'all next week about our Instacart adventure. We're super excited. We are going with our niece. I say that in quotation marks because she's really Chris's or our second cousin.
Something like that.
Yeah, her dad and Chris's
first cousin once removed.
Yeah, but we call her niece just because she's kind of in that age, because we look at her more like that. And then two of my best friends from college are coming too, and so and one of their dogs. So we're super duper excited to go and do that because we're gonna do a lot of hiking. There's a stocked trout pond. There's even a little creek.
Mm-hmm.
We have a volleyball court next to our campsite, and so I'm just really looking forward. I think we're gonna do a lot of just like sitting around the fire and just BSing and just like when I think about it, I just am like, oh, like it just feels good.
To enjoy.
Yeah.
The peaceful songs.
I know. It just relaxes me.
And then the kids scream. And the dog barks.
I'm super excited that we get to go somewhere in February. Or not February. In April.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. So. So that is our plans for our next trip. We'll be back in just a minute. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So tonight, our featured discussion is about... You're on the wrong page.
But I already know. We're talking about RV life. And not... I guess we're talking a little bit. We're talking about...
How we did the RV life.
Yeah.
Because there's people that travel, planning, but we didn't do that.
Well, planning RV life. Like, what got us to that point?
Right.
Because we're going to do a two-part RV life. We're going to talk about, like, what it was like living in the RV. But we kind of want to talk about what got us there. Because I think for a lot of people, we say, oh my gosh, I'd love to do that. And they just never have the guts. And so I think the before to me is, and I think the before is what made the during manageable.
So let's talk, I guess context. So Brittany and I are both teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got to this point in 2018, right? We had a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Almost, right? Almost 1-year-old and 5-year-old, yes.
And 5-year-old. We had been teachers for how long? Since 2012.
So we'd been teaching.
Six years.
About to start our sixth or seventh year, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was working for a larger school district. Brittany was working at...
I was a counselor for a charter school.
Counselor at a charter school. And we were renting a home in Roy City, Texas.
Yeah. And my mom said, the neighbors across the alley from them that I'd known my whole life were going into a nursing home, and Mom was like, y'all should try and rent their house. And I was like, Mom, we couldn't afford to rent their house because it was a pretty nice-sized house in a suburban area. I'm like, they could get a lot of money for that. So, like, why would they rent to us? Because we, you know, for cheap. And she's like, well, maybe, you know, they would rent to you for cheap and you could kind of do some work on the house. And we kind of were like, oh, my gosh, that wouldn't be a bad idea. But then we also thought, oh, my gosh, we would be living next to my mother. And I love you, Mom, if you're listening. I love you. I love you more than life itself. But I love you enough to not want to be your neighbor.
Right. And also, at the same time, our lease was coming up. We had moved into our house in summer. We had moved up from we had sold our home in Athens, Texas, and moved up in about 2015. And because Brittany had a job in Rockwall.
Because we had originally said, well, we originally picked that house because you were going to be in Rockwall and I was going to be in Roy City, and it was on the west side of Roy City. And so it was perfect. Well, we were literally about to sign the lease when Chris's Rockwall job fell through, but we decided to go ahead because we were having a really hard time finding rentals. Mm-hmm. And so we just went ahead and bit the bullet. But we sold our house in Athens, and we didn't buy right away because we didn't make enough money to buy right away. And so we moved, and we're like, okay, we're going to kind of see how we like, and then we'll buy in like a year or so when we find the area we like. And we just never got to that point.
We never financially recovered.
Well, I think we didn't realize what we could, that there were things like FHA loans and USDA mm-hmm. loans. We didn't think that, well, not FHA, we knew that, but we didn't think like we could get a USDA loan.
Well, we were also told, I believe, that FHA was like a one-time thing.
Yes, that we were told you could only buy it, use it on like your first home.
Anyways, so we weren't in financial distress. We were able to pay our bills. We were able to pay for our rent and all that stuff.
Went on little trips here and there. Yeah. Just like took Millie to Galveston.
Lots of first-time parent trips. Nothing big.
We did go to Disney World in that time frame.
Yeah, we did. Just for a couple of days.
Yeah, but still. But we never nothing like what we do now.
Right.
And we never even imagined it. We didn't go camping. We didn't do any of that.
We were both still in grad school up until 2016.
Yeah, you were. I was. 2016. I know, but I graduated the weekend we signed our lease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We weren't fully living paycheck to paycheck because we'd done Dave Ramsey. And so we just weren't able to put a lot into savings.
Right.
We're able to save enough for Christmas. We were able to save enough for little vacations here and there, little weekend trips here and there, but nothing big.
Right.
Or for a house.
Yep. And so one of Dave Ramsey's tenets was get rid of your biggest expense. And we couldn't get rid of a car.
He usually talks about doing cars is kind of his big thing.
We couldn't get rid of a car or anything like that. And that wasn't even ever our biggest expense. Our biggest expense was rent, and it was going up. It was one of those situations where they charge you base rent, and then they charge you $100 per kid, and then No, I'm pretty sure we're paying per kid.
No, we didn't pay for kids. We didn't. We paid $50 a month per dog.
Mm-hmm.
Per month.
That's a lot.
So we had to pay an extra $100 a month
for a
dog.
Every year it would go up $100.
It started out as $13.50, and when we left, and that was $13.50 without the dog rent. So it started out $13.50 plus $100 a month, and then went up to $14.50, and then it was going to jump up to $1,600. And we were like, I looked up on like Zillow or Realtor or something, and I realized that the house was – they bought it for like $90,000. Mm-hmm. And in 3 years with the amount of rent we were paying
– we'd paid $50,000 on
it. We'd paid $56,000 on it. We'd mm-hmm. paid over half the mortgage on that house. And we had never once asked them to come in and fix anything, which really – like if anything broke, we fixed it.
One thing. The first summer we were there, the AC went out.
Oh, okay.
That was it.
But we never, so we're not talking like they got a lot of money from us is kind of what we're saying.
Yeah, they sure did. And so, I don't know how to say the neighborhood was run down. We had some good friends that lived in that neighborhood.
It was an older, it was definitely, in Roy City, it was the older, neighborhood in Roy City.
Yeah.
And so that normally they have a lot of HOA and newer neighborhoods, and it was definitely one of the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
one
we
of the
liked
original
it.
Neighborhoods, as
yes,
far as we know.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we liked it. It wasn't. There wasn't anything wrong with it, and we probably would have bought the house even if we had, because we liked, you know, we liked the area. We liked that area. We had a church at the time that we liked.
All that, and then so long way around.
So we're sitting.
We're sitting talking about money one night because we're due our monthly budget or whatever, budget meeting.
Well, no, we were talking about the thing with my mom. We were talking about the mom, just started talking about, ooh, what about an apartment? What about this? What about that? And
apartments cost the same amount of money.
And we were like, oh, but we could find an apartment that's a little bit cheaper, and we could just be really uncomfortable for a little bit. And he's like, no, because what's going to happen is it's going to, you know, we said the same thing here, like, oh, we're going to get this house and we're only going to be in it for a little bit. And he's like, if we do that, we're just going to be stuck in the same place we are. And he's like, and that's not the point of this. The point of this is to move past where we are.
And we'll never earn equity on something that we own or anything like that. So the idea, we had a friend from church, a couple sets of friends, but we actually did have two sets of friends. One set of friends, they had bought their land, 40 acres out in the boondocks. Mm-hmm. They had built a small barn dominium, and they pulled their RV. They bought an RV, and they lived inside the RV, inside the barn. And they did that until they had enough money saved to buy them
modular home.
It was a modular manufactured home, but not necessarily a trailer home,
mm-mm,
but it was modular.
Mm-hmm.
Once it was down, it was down.
Mm-hmm.
And they were happy, and they were content. And they had a big home that they didn't need because they didn't have that many people living with them or anything like that. We had another couple that was much younger than us. They were living in an RV with their two small children. She was a stay-at-home mom and he was insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they were doing what we wanted to do, which was save up money. But we got to talking to them about that, and they actually decided while we were doing this, where we were talking. Well,
so
we're going ahead. We mentioned it.
We mentioned it to somebody.
We mentioned it to each other.
Yeah.
And then you went to go help
Callie.
Well,
actually, Chris told me when he said RV, I looked at him and I said, over my dead effing body. Because in my head, I had grown up going to this place called Thousand Trails on Lake Tawakoni, and it was a great RV. So they had RVs you could, like, rent for the weekend,
mm-hmm,
and it was a great one. And honestly, if we were to, like, buy one, it would be very similar to what we would buy now, because, like, you walked in and there was, like, on one side of the RV, there was a couch, mm-hmm, and then there was a table, and then, like, there was a hallway, and in the hallway there was, like, a twin bunk beds, and then there was the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that would be great for us now, but I'm thinking, living in that? Absolutely not. Never, ever, ever. Because I'm thinking, in order to buy what we're wanting to, it's gonna cost a lot of money. Like, and so, the next day, thanks, Callie. My pregnant friend had super major blood pressure issues. And so she had to go to the hospital, and we worked together. And so my principal asked me to go with her until her fiance could get there. And so I went with her, was totally fine with it, and just kind of sat, didn't have anything to do, so sat on my phone and started looking at RVs. And she kept going, and I actually remember calling my mother-in-law and being like, I need you to help me talk Christopher out of this, because he has gone crazy, and he is out of his mind, and this is never going to work, and it's never going to be okay. And then I started looking, and I was like, oh my gosh, we can actually, like, find bunkhouse RVs. Did not know that was a thing. I'm like, we can do bunkhouse RVs, which was essentially like two-bedroom RVs, quote-unquote. And, like, for a decent price, because we really wanted to stay, like, under a certain amount of month, We wanted our payment to be a certain, because we wanted to make sure that, again, we were saving money. That was the whole point of this. And so I started looking and I was like, oh my gosh, we actually could do this. Like, we really could do this. And so we just kind of talked about it to each other. And then I think I like mentioned to a, when we originally did this, we were planning on buying land and building a barn dough and even possibly opening a wedding venue, which that is still the goal, but that's more of a, or that's a still possible goal, but more of like a retirement at Chris's parents' land than it is a goal
in
now.
The distant future.
Yeah. And so that was that, but we, you know, we went and
we looked at the
online. We emailed some friends and kind of asked them what they thought, and they were like, "I think that's a great idea." Mm-hmm. And like they were all super supportive, even our like super judgy friends, and so that was surprising. But also kind of refreshing. Really, the only people that were not okay were his parents, which, again, I'd called his mom thinking that he was crazy originally. Now, I had backtracked and told her, actually, I think this is a great idea, da-da-da-da. Like, she was angry. Like,
okay, let's not get into
and
that.
I will say this. She has since been like, that was the best decision y'all ever made. I should have never doubted you. Like, I'm so proud of what you've accomplished. But she was, like, not happy about it at first. My mom, on the other hand, was jealous and wanted to do it with us because she's just a little crazy. And so we just started looking. And then I think I mentioned it to a friend or something happened when – and then Brooke, our friend Brooke, who lived in the RV with her small children – reached out to me and said, hey, are you thinking about buying an RV? Because we have this one and it's, you know, and kind of described it to us. Like, this is what it looks like. This is what it is. And I was like, oh my gosh. Because it was a bunkhouse that had three bunk beds and a couch underneath. And then it had a couch and a table in the kitchen, and then it had a queen bed in the master, and it just all this. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. And there, she was like, it can be pulled by just a half ton pickup. Actually, it could have even been pulled if we absolutely needed it to by Chris had a Jeep at the time. And so if we'd really needed it to, it could have been pulled by that. But we decided with as much driving as we just didn't want, that just wasn't what we wanted to do.
No. So we bought a truck. To haul it. We ended up buying theirs. It was a 33
foot. So wait, hold on. That's not, I went.
Oh my gosh.
And so we, but, and then I was like, ooh, okay. And then like a couple weeks later, she was like, hey, never mind. We're not going to be moving. Cause they were keeping it at their parents' house and they thought their parents were going to be moving. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, oh no, never mind. My parents aren't going to be moving. And so we're like, okay, cool. So we keep looking. And, so we look up their RV on like online. And I'm like, okay, Chris, like this is, if we buy it brand new, it's going to be like $1,000 over budget, but it's totally going to be worth it. Like, let's just do it. Like, this is the exact one I want. It's perfect. It's exactly what we're looking for. It's exactly what we need. And it's only $1,000 over budget. And so we were in, Belton at the time for a 4th of July party, and he was like, okay, well, let's go, you know, on our way home, let's stop at one of these RV places. Cause there's like tons between here and Belton. And he was like, let's stop at one of these RV places. Cause again, we had already moved out. We'd already not signed our lease and we were just living with our parents week to week, just how we felt. Yeah, so we still technically didn't have a house, and it was the beginning of July. I was about to start a new job and all this. So we were about to go look at a brand new of the
RV,
and I get a message from Brooke. Hey, my parents did end up selling their house. We are going to need to sell the RV. Are y'all still interested? And I was like, So it was again all in God's timing. I think we put a lot of faith into it, and so we started looking at that point for RV parks because I was going to be starting a new job, and it was actually going to be in a better location for Chris's job than what he
straight up I-20
where he was before, because he didn't have to go over the Lake Ray Hubbard Bridge or anything like that. And so that was, you know, very, very nice for, mm-hmm. for him. And so we took the leap of faith, and we did it. And, it was, again,
There's a lot of learning that you do with that.
Yes. And we'll talk about that at the next episode, kind of some of the things that we learn, some of the do's and don'ts that you need to know about, when living in an RV.
We've talked about some of them.
When having an RV in general, mm-hmm. you know, neither one of us grew up with RVs. We both grew up, you know, tent camping. And so it was definitely a learning experience for both of us, but a much, much wanted experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, to this day, Daphne talks about how much she misses the trailer. Again, she was 1 when we moved in, and almost 4 when three when we mm-hmm. moved out. And she
had never known so much space when we moved into her house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And because we moved from, you know, a 200 square foot RV.
Mm-hmm. To a 2,000 square foot house.
Yep.
And so that was definitely hard for her. But it was the best decision we ever made mm-hmm. in our lives. I will always stand for it. I will always tell people, if they're like, "Oh, I want to do that," I'm like, "Do it.
Do it while you're young."
For a lot of different reasons, I will say, "Do it." And just like I said, for a lot of different reasons, because it's worth every second, every penny we were able to save. We didn't do a great job that first year saving. I tried to start a like silhouette business, t-shirt business, and just would spend more than I was making, and so was leave it at that. I ended up, we just spent a lot more money than we should have, and we went on a big vacation that summer without saving. I mean, but luckily we were able to do it without, like, we never had to even think about it.
Well, we didn't have to pay for a place to live. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to pay for hotel rooms.
But we found an RV park, and that was one thing the people that lived in it before us said, if we had had something like this, we probably would have stayed in it longer. Mm-hmm. And it was the opposite for us. I think if we'd had land, we probably would have lived in ours longer. but again, land is different from your parents' driveway. So yeah. Mm-hmm. But we had an RV park, and it was like being in an apartment, because it had a playground. It had
a laundromat,
an amenity center. It had a laundromat. It had a workout center. It had a pool. It had a fishing pond. What got me into fishing. Yeah. And so it was just,
because the fish were dumb.
It was great. It was great. And it was worth all the frustration and all the, you know, annoyances. It was worth it. It was absolutely worth it. Especially to know that it got us where we are now.
There are some things, I mean, we'll talk about it later. We're talking a lot about it. Like, why aren't we living in a house now? There were a lot of things that happened over 2020, which is the COVID year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was really cold. There were several times where the storms would blow in and it would shake the whole thing, and we would have to run for shelter.
Like, I can't even imagine being in it. So we moved into our house in November of 2020, and then Snowmageddon happened February 21.
We would have had heat. We had a propane.
Yeah, but that propane might have gone out, though. Mm-hmm. When you think about it, and like, I have a friend who lived in it, and her door iced shut. She couldn't open her door.
Oh, wow.
And so you never know what it would have been like during Snowmageddon.
Yeah, no idea. But then COVID happened, and we were 3 people. Amelia was what, in first grade?
Mm-hmm.
And it was 3 people trying to teach classes or do counseling sessions
or
take a class
or go to school
with a 2-year-old running around that didn't have to do anything. With very little internet, and then having to go up to the amenity center where the internet was better, but having to deal with other people the whole time. I mean, there was just this and that and this and that. And so,
definitely, you know, cons with the pros.
So we ended up at when schools got called, we moved it to my parents' place, and that was a whole different thing. So we'll talk about that later.
But yeah, I would, if you're even thinking about it, I would definitely suggest going for it. And if you have any questions, I would be happy to talk with you about it. Mm-hmm. You know, our next episode, we will either talk about what it was like living the RV life, or we'll talk about Fort Richardson, depending on
how we feel.
And so, but again, thank you so much for listening to learn a little bit of how we planned our RV life. Again, if you have any questions about it, feel free to reach out to us when you start following us on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook. We are ABCD Adventures.
Mm.
Also, you can email us at abcdadventures2021@gmail.com anytime with ideas and suggestions on topics or trips.
Remember to follow us on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes. And thank you for listening. And remember to
go where you feel most alive.